when you're a woman who I suspect might be even better known with slight amendments to our electoral system. The person I'm going to introduce now is the star ascendant of the English and Welsh Green Party, MEP Caroline Lincoln.
Well, it's great to see so many of you here. And this is easily the largest ever demonstration against climate change in this country. So good on you for being here. Outside the US Embassy, because George Bush's refusal to act on climate change makes him guilty of crimes against humanity. Yeah. Yeah. But if George Bush is guilty, let's not forget that our own Prime Minister Tony Blair is a very active accomplice in that crime as well. Yeah. So we've got a message for Tony Blair. And the message is very clear. The climate change is a far greater threat than international terrorism. Climate change is itself a weapon of mass destruction. And that if Tony Blair had spent a fraction of the resources and commitment that he spent on an illegal war in Iraq instead of tackling climate change, then we might genuinely have a chance of a safer world. And so we demand immediate and urgent action now. Who says that climate change is the biggest threat that we face? He says he's going to show global leadership on it. Well, he'd better get his domestic house in order first. Because under this Prime Minister and this government, greenhouse gas emissions have risen, not fallen. This is a Prime Minister who personally intervened in a row between the Environment Ministry and the Trade Ministry. And he intervened in the row on the side of big business to allow them to emit more greenhouse gas emissions. This is a Prime Minister under whose aviation capacity is going to see a huge expansion and who is embarking on a massive road building program. Well, this doesn't look like international leadership to me. Because the reality of climate change is a devastating one, and it's one that will hurt the poorest people hardest. Yet it's a reality that we are sleepwalking towards because most people and almost all politicians are in a state of denial. The targets set by government or by Kyoto Protocol are hopelessly inadequate. Even worse, our own government seems to have given up even on the idea of targets. Tony Blair was quoted a few weeks ago as saying that legally binding targets make people nervous and worried. Well, we have news for you, Tony Blair. The absence of legally binding targets makes a lot more people a lot more nervous and a lot more worried. Even more astonishingly, Margaret Beckett has called targets imperialists. So the real imperialism is for the rich countries to carry on with business as usual, knowing that the poorest countries will pay the price for our livelihoods with their lives and the lives of their children. And under contraction and convergence, and let's give a huge round of applause for that banner over there, the contraction and convergence. Way of making cuts in greenhouse gas emissions in a way that the poorest countries don't suffer from it. That is the way we have to follow, and nationally we need a system of domestic carbon allocation as well, so that all of us have a domestic carbon allocation and quota. We need to make cuts in greenhouse gas emissions, not of 60%, but of the 80 or 90% that we need. We'll need nothing short of a revolution of our economies, a revolution of our planning system, our transport system, of the way in which we produce and consume. But watch my lips, Tony Blair, that does not mean nuclear power. Those who have campaigned against the war on Iraq will find something strangely familiar about the tactics being used to persuade us that nuclear is necessary. First, we have the contrived panic over energy prices and gas supply. That's followed by a series of Downing Street's anonymous briefings. And now the Energy Review, this dodgy dossier full of misleading statements and lies designed to give Blair the pretext he needs to implement a policy on nuclear that he's already decided upon. And just like the invasion of Iraq, the Energy Review will be used like the dodgy dossier to take us down the nuclear road. And our message for Tony Blair is simple. Nuclear power is uneconomic, it's unsafe, it's unpopular, and it's unnecessary. If nuclear power is the answer, it must have been a very stupid question. The European Union could save around 40% of its primary energy demand through efficiency measures alone. Half of our remaining energy needs could be met by renewables by 2050. And yes, it's true that technical fixes will not be enough. We need a completely different economic system based not on ever-increasing economic growth, but on meeting people's real needs. Because the global peak in oil production is likely to occur sooner than many expect. Some think it could be happening now or in just a few short years. But whether it's 5 years away or 25 years away, it's clear that we have to end our addiction to oil. Because if oil prices set to rise, the likelihood of further wars and conflicts over oil increases. A large-scale switch to renewables is a move towards peace and away from the chaos and conflict which oil exploration brings with it. And so our message is no to the human rights abuses that go with oil exploration, no to oil wars. Let me just finish by saying that some people say that demonstrations like this make a difference. There was even an article in yesterday's Guardian suggesting we should do better by staying at home.
Rubbish!
Well, our message to that is this. Yes, personal action is important, but we need a political framework with the legal binding targets that will mean everybody moves in that direction. So it is crucially important that you're here today. We'll go on fighting this one until we succeed. Good of you all for being here, and we will make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Caroline. Now.